if we're going to deal with improving labour standards, labour and employment standards in agriculture, which is still the largest workforce in the world. We're talking about over 1.2 billion people who work in agriculture. That's well over 50% of all the people working globally. Then we've got to actually look at the standards. And what we've got to try and do is, our view is that we've got to look at the whole area and say, right, this is agriculture. Some of these may be farmers owning land. Many will be wage workers. In fact, we have well over 40% of this 1.2 million people are wage workers. That's 450 million women and men who are actually going out each day, receive a wage. That could be a daily wage. They could be hired on a daily basis, often in very bad conditions of employment. And they often don't have a written contracts. They often don't have the benefits of a normal worker. But we feel that's an important focus. So what we've tried to say is, working with the FAO, is let's look at farmers, let's look at wage workers, let's look at these other categories, like you said, many of these unpaid workers, the women who actually help produce the world's food.
How much that would take to any government to consider this new frame, how to consider a farmer and give him a kind of labour framework? How much would it take to a government to consider this in sectors like fisheries and forestry, where labour is very hard sometimes? And also considering the spread of AIDS in the rural areas, which brings children to work.
Oh, well, I mean, if we look at labour standards in agriculture, and this covers everything from employment issues through to things like health and safety, through to things like social protection, pensions, you often find that the agricultural area is lacking in many of the basic standards that workers in other sectors enjoy. So the idea is to raise the standards in that sector, share it between the different types of workers, and generally move the agricultural industry forward. And we obviously need, in the ILO, we need to cooperate with the FAO and other agricultural agencies to achieve this, because you're the agency who, on a day-to-day basis, deals with farmers and deals with the other aspects of the agricultural industry. So what we're trying to do is ensure that what are called the basic principles of basic rights of work, such as freedom of association, the right to freedom of association, the right to collective bargaining, the elimination of child labour, are brought in as sort of core principles. And then to sort of translate that into practical work and say, look, on a field basis and on a project basis around the world, how can we cooperate together to, for example, to help generate rural employment, whether it's on a farm or it's off-farm employment? How can we cooperate together to raise health and safety standards? So, for example, if pesticides, how do we improve pesticide management? How do we build the capacity of farmers, agricultural suppliers, farm workers, trade unions and the like, employers' organisations to deal with this? And then this links into work, as you say, on HIV/AIDS. So one of the things we know that is devastating the agricultural workforce around the world is HIV/AIDS. So there is a strong interest in saying, how do we combine our resources and efforts to help raise awareness on this issue? And one thing the ILO can bring to this is very much a workplace focus. So we can use the workplace as a focus for awareness raising, link it to training activities, get the message across, even perhaps, you know, just help encourage distribution of antiretroviral drugs and the like via workplaces. So there's a lot of joint work in these areas.